As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome to our Thursday, November the 26th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, folks. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. It is Turkey Day. Of course, the sun is rising over Missouri. Always time for a showdown, never an end to that, that's for certain. There's more than breakfast on the table in America today. There's Thanksgiving dinners from one side to the other being cooked up and, well, enjoy. My name is William Roberts. Always have good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. Definitely on Tuesdays and Thursdays as we get back together again with independent researcher Vicki Davis, our guest for this morning. I'm so glad that she was able to take time and come and be with us. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This will be a good day to listen if you're not, even if you're mixing up the big salads and going for the potatoes, you know, good time to put on Oracle in the background and just listen in. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Hopefully, if you're out there today, you've got a day off, you're able to listen live, you'll be able to call in throughout the broadcast and join with us. It's 512-904-8014 to join us live on air, or take Oracle with you as you rush around and do whatever it is that you do on Thanksgivings. I generally don't get involved in any of the holidays. My name is William Roberts. That's for sure. You can reach me at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. Been a very interesting morning. Just kind of deviating a little bit here from my script. A very interesting morning going through so many of the emails that have been sent in, so many videos. There's lots of discussion about the climate out there and this coming up, the Copenhagen deal. And we're going to talk about that a bit today. We're going to do a market report and continue with that. And then on the other side, we'll launch into this broadcast. There's lots of information, folks. Lots of information is going to come out today. I hope you'll stay with us for the full 2 hours. Go into the market reports, active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm just checking, trying to make sure that we are up and running as we should be. We've got some kind of a background problem right when we logged in. We were getting the sound of a sound right there. That's the Oracle phones. I'm going to shut that back off. There was some kind of a problem in getting a call-in number from Oracle phones. I don't know. Maybe I'll have to touch base with our tech help and see if we can clear that up. Anyway, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading down $7.10, yet still at $1,185 an ounce. Bloomberg shows it at $1,186.80, so you pick your number there. Silver was off 31 cents in early trading at $18.53 an ounce. Platinum lost $22 an ounce at $1,451. Palladium lost $3 in early trading at $368 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,179.80 for a low, $1,195.80 for a high. We're scratching on the doorway of the $1,200 gold, definitely. But at $1,185, your gold is up $378.90 in just 1 year. And that's a 47% return on your investment. The boys in London set the gold fix at $1,183 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed yesterday up 31 at 10,474. The NASDAQ was up 7 at 2176. The S&P was up 5 at $1,111. Crude oil down 91 cents in early trading at 77.05. The USDX up 35 cents at 74.62, well below that $75 mark that they've, or whatever it is, the 75-point mark that they guard so carefully. There's that break. Music good. We seem to be within at least one part of our system, and we will be back right after this commercial intermission. Stay with us.
Do PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November the 26th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Excellent. Okay, good. It seems to be everything's working except it just doesn't sound that it is. Anyway, my name is William Roberts. We've always got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. And today we're going to be joined again by Vicki Davis, our independent researcher, our Idaho correspondent, and oft-times co-host right here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But let's finish out this market report for Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. Markets are going to be open for a half day today, so we'll get a little window on this. And then we're going to set the economics issues aside. The foreign exchange rates this morning, the Canadian dollar losing about 78 basis points, trades at 95 cents U.S. The Mexican peso down 25 basis points at 8 cents U.S. The euro lost 36 basis points. All of these declines are because of the increase in the USDX. The USDX is up 35 basis points, trading at 74.62 on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. Anyway, the British pound off 89 basis points, trades at $1.66, and that Swiss franc, that venerable little Swiss franc at parity with the U.S. dollar, up or off 0.67%, yet still rounds up to a dollar. The bond market this morning, the two-year bond is 0.74%, the 10 is 3.27%, the 30 is standing at 4.24%, and in the mortgage market, the 15-year mortgages are down from last month, at 4.71%. They're down this month at today at 4.53%. And in the 30 years, it's declined from 5.15 a month ago to 4.96%. And again, that gold standing right now at about $1,185 an ounce, down $7.10 from where it closed out yesterday. The silver was off 31 cents at 18.53. Platinum down 22 at 14.51. And palladium off 3 at 3.68. All in all, things are looking pretty good in the precious metals market. The stock market is pretty stable. The finances are going south and all of that. Let's welcome to our broadcast Vicki Davis. Good morning, good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Will. How are you?
Good day. Confused with crossed wires all over the place, but happy to be here. Happy to be here on Thanksgiving. We certainly have a lot to discuss with the audience today. I know that many of the hosts are taking the days off, and they might not come back for a week or a month or 2 years, and hopefully none of the other hosts decide to get married or something, or we might have to rename the broadcasting system. But nevertheless, we've got a whole bunch of stuff on the news today in our little area of the world, and I'm looking forward to going into some of this. Folks, Vicki's website is channelingreality.com. channelingreality.com, and on the web page there you'll find a variety of articles and information that we're going to talk about throughout the course of this 2-hour broadcast. But before we want to go into that, Vicki, let's start to basically open up this idea of communism, communitarianism, Marxism, Jesuitism, environmentalism, and all of these various and sundry cesspools of isms that we find ourselves, you know, casting about within at this time period. This is a 100-year plan, and we're really suffering from it right now.
You're so right, Comrade Robert.
Fourth comrade.
That's really the bottom line of what's taking place in the world, is that it is a communist takeover. You know, that's what they're doing.
It is, and the thing is that, you know, we think about it as, you know, the communists, you know, like Russian communists going marching around with their fur caps and their long jackets, you know, and their jack boots or whatever. But it's so much more than that I think if we can successfully cut into it a little bit this morning and show that basically whenever you cut a communist, a socialist bleeds. And whenever you get involved, folks, with socialists, then you're going to find that you're right back to a Feuerbach and Hegel. You're right back into Kant, Immanuel Kant. These are philosophers, philosophies that were developing in Europe all the way back. You can go back and pick it up with the Jacobites, the Jacobins. So much of this comes out of England and Germany and France that it just is enough to keep you researching forever. So there's a lot that's happening in the world today under various and sundry banners, but when you peel back all of the various and sundry banners, you start coming down to some core philosophical issues. And I think that would be a good place for us to start, the influence of Marxism in the United States today and around the world.
Yeah, I do too, because it's important to know that when you have a revolution, it doesn't mean that peasants with pitchforks are going to be running down the streets. This is 2009, and this has been going on probably since the fall of the Soviet Union, which I believe was a fake out. I don't know if our intelligence people were faked out. I kind of doubt it. I have to believe that they were, you know, pretty smart people. And to me, that means that they were in on it. And we're kind of, you know, as citizens, we've been kind of behind the curve, you know, in getting this figured out. But I really do think it will be coming out here pretty quick.
Well, kind of back to September the 11th of 2001, it may have been the 12th, in the evening, very late. It may have been as late as the 13th, but I don't think so. I think it was either on the evening of September the 11th or on September 12th. I have a missing notepad in my big stacks of notepads. I want to find that. I don't know. I must have taken it out to review it on a broadcast and never put it back properly. But anyway, there was a, while listening on shortwave, Vicki, I heard a Russian official, someone that's up in their secret service, quite highly positioned. I don't recall. I wish I could remember the fellow's name, but you know how Russian names are. But anyway, he made a comment at that time that if the heads of the Central Intelligence Agency and that are the heads of our government and our military didn't know who was behind September the 11th, that they should begin at once to immediately fire and make replacements of that staff people, because he knew, and he was quite confident that he knew, and he knew that they knew, and it was they know that we know that they know that they know, and so on and so forth. But it just gives you an idea that and from the media standpoint, for those people that are out there on the streets of America, and even people in academia, even people in politics, they are given their understanding of the world the same way that everybody else is, through their educational system, through the media, through the books they get, the New York bestsellers and all of that. And it paints one picture of reality at a time when there are multiple layers of reality. And so it's all of this idea of being able to pull back the various layers of the onion, as it's been said so many times that it's almost trite, that we must do in order to understand some of the greater problems. So, folks, we'll be back after this break. We'll continue and peel back this onion skin called communism.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again. And Vicki, we were kind of cut off there going into the break. I was kind of on one of my long-winded rants, but do pick it up right there.
Okay, well, I wanted to get something down for the record, and that is that the world is kind of being held hostage, and I kind of suspect that maybe I have some understanding of what's going on, and I could be wrong, but just I want it on the record anyway. In the 1990s, there was an initiative passed, the Nuclear Threat Initiative, and Senator Sam Nunn ushered that through. Part of that was to build a transportation system and tracking system for the nuclear materials from the Soviet Union, because they were supposedly concerned about these nuclear materials falling into the hands of the wrong people. Okay, makes sense. But what they did in that, because of the privatization of government, that system and the transport of the materials was, privatized. So I think that put nuclear materials, nuclear weapons into private hands. Sam Nunn left the government and joined a group that I do have a link for on my website. And the people in the group are Gary Hart, Ted Turner, Boren, David Boren, the guy from Oklahoma, and Bloomberg. They were all involved in this group. And okay, so for the transportation system, it's been implemented all throughout Europe. Over in this country, there was the event that hit the Twin Towers. There was a bombing in the Twin Cities. I'm living in Twin Falls. My guess might be that we are all on the same latitude. If anything happens to me, grab the stuff on my website.
Okay.
And that sounds very paranoid and very, very nutty, but you know, some things you just want to say just in case, you know,
and I've heard it said many times, and so it's not original with me, but paranoia is one of those diseases that we oftentimes die of at a very old age. You know, it's not at all a foolishness to be somewhat paranoid, especially in this time period. It gives you this little edge that keeps you alert. And so we all have to continue to stay alert. Yes, there's no one that is, especially in this genre of talk radio, Oracle hosts and other networks, there's none of us that one moment might be working on some particular aspect of something and come up with a nugget that the globalists would just as soon not have out, and they will go to whatever extent is necessary to silence your voice and silence it quickly. So, yeah, we'll keep an eyes out on that as well. But in other things here, email that you sent me was rather interesting. Father John A. Hardson, the Society of Jesus Archives, on communism. I replied back to you, it's kind of like the pot calling the kettle black to have a member of the Jesuit order exposing or trying to explain communism. You know, after the Paraguayan reductions where they perfected modern communism, we can only understand that they would have something to say about it. But there are things, there are aspects that they did not like about the Marxists and Marxism. But as we've talked about on this broadcast, you know, the Communist Manifesto, the co-product of Friedrich Engels and Karl Mordecai Marx, that came out of a symposium, really, that included many positivists, the Comtean positives in England, and they came up with this idea of another branch of socialism, if you will, and styled it this way, and Marx was writing it. And so much of what we consider to be Marxism has to do with his Das Kapital and the Communist Manifesto. But there are many people influencing his writings at the time. He was correspondent with New York Times, I think it was, or a New York newspaper. He was conversant, if not just one letter, but more than one letter, with Abraham Lincoln. I always call him Abraham Springsteen. I got that from Jack Otto in his book, The Third World War. But, you know, the Radical Red Republicans, that's all in there. Every time we turn around, Vicki, every time I turn around, certainly in my research, we keep picking up another stone, and under these stones we find these little groups, just like the group that you mentioned with Nunn and the others in it. One of our, I should call her our West Coast correspondents, everyone in the chat rooms knows her as Chris, sent me a whole bevy of emails overnight. And we go back in and look at the World Wildlife Federation and their board of directors, what a cast of characters they have there. But you can go into the Sierra Club or Earth First or any of these others, and when you look at these directorates, if you will, you get to see people from diverse backgrounds, people from different places on the planet who are all working together intentionally or unintentionally to advance an agenda that has really been written for them at the top. And one of the links that she sent to me was to a YouTube video, and I'm scrambling for the name of this character. It's not somebody that I ordinarily talk about. Yes, thank you. And in this particular instance, what he was trying to establish there was that the environmental movement had been, let's say, co-opted from the top. But as I've shared on this broadcast, I have a wonderful friend in Washington State who has provided much material for my library, and one of the books that he's sent me is Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, a symposium from 1955, where we can go through basic understandings, fundamental scientific understandings. Some of the finest minds, if you will, the most brilliant men on the planet, all came together, converged on Princeton in 1955 and had this symposium. And you can just take the title of the symposium as a heads up, Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, to get an understanding of what you will learn when you read all of the papers in that huge book, which I've done several times. I've read that thing through like and dissected it. But here we laid out the modern environmental movement, and from those writings in 55, so much of what we find today has come to fruition. The idea of Suzuki, another one of these hippy-dippy weathermen from the 60s and 70s. There's YouTube clips that are up there about this fellow Suzuki, where he talks about people as being maggots, the idea of culturing salmon. Salmon are carnivores. If we're going to have cultured salmon, then we should have cultured lions, tigers, and bears, and wolves, and so on. Lots of nonsense. But all of this stuff points towards an internal belief system. And belief systems, folks, are so dangerous, so powerful, because they, when someone takes on a belief, oh, I believe in this and I believe in that, and you begin to live out your beliefs, you begin to shape and craft the reality around you, and you're always moving in towards the realization of this predetermined outcome, this belief. And for the environmentalists, when they have been given the idea early in their lives that man is a parasite and a cancer on the face of the earth, they then become a danger in our midst. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
History will always remember those with the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And I do believe we have all of the bugs worked out of the system. Folks, if you'd like to call in throughout the broadcast, you're certainly welcome to do so. The call-in number internationally is 866-841-1065. 866-841-1065, and in the Austin, Texas area, or if you have unlimited long-distance access on your telephone, you may call in at 512-904-8014. Your calls are always welcome. Those numbers are posted on the OracleBroadcasting.com webpage. Going back into this discussion, this again, I'm looking at, and it's not up, I don't believe it's posted on Vicki's website this morning for us under the Become Vocal Local link, but we can certainly go into this a little bit, this influence of Marxism. This is a conference that was headed up by Father John A. Hardin, Society of Jesus, or SJ, Jesuit. And he says, as the title of our conference indicates, we plan to cover two areas of an immense subject. First, to see something of what is Marxism, and then reflect on its influence in the United States. On a personal note, I should say, and this is his writing, not mine, that I began reading Karl Marx at the age of 14 for me. It wasn't until I was given the heads up on the Communist Manifesto by Jane Fonda, probably about 1971 or 1972, that I began to read on Marxism. But he continues here and he says, I've taught courses, graduate courses in Marxism, and have given lectures in Moscow on two lengthy occasions. Most personally, members of my own family have died under communism in the profession of their Catholic faith. So there's quite the controversy that rages between what we might consider the brotherhood of darkness and the brotherhood of light. Light, give me more light, always seeking more light in the Masonic halls. And the Christian faith that is going to be discussed in here. And so he begins out this way. What is Marxism? In order to do justice in answering this question, suppose we identify what I consider the 15 principal marks of Marxism. You might compare them to the four marks of the church founded by Christ. Marxism is a godless religion in which its leaders believe, shall I say, with a faith comparable to that of believing Christians. Again, I just implore you to think along the lines of belief systems and religions and religiosity. When we go down these roads of belief, then we start, when we lock in on one concept, I could say, we oftentimes lock out other concepts. And it can be very, very dangerous for those that are in there in ignorance. Vicki?
Well, you know what strikes me is the duality. It's like, you know, Marxism is the like the yin and the yang, the lightness and the dark. It's the antithesis of everything that's good. It's the antithesis of that. But it presents a face of being good, as you know, using positivism. But at its core, it is evil beyond comprehension, almost.
Well, part of the evil that lies within all of this is the idea of the perfectibility of man. But this is not unusual, and it's certainly not specific to Karl Mordecai Marx. You can find the perfectibility concept in writings much, much older than his. But he was a researcher. He was a compendium writer, if you will. Remember, he developed this idea of the economic interpretation of history. He was a historian, and like others, he then came into an idea of a new stage of human development. Of course, he was preceded in that by Auguste Comte, and Auguste Comte styled three principal, and that's Auguste Comte, it's C-O-M-T-E, folks, if you want to check me out on this. He's the founder of a system known as positivism, and he's also the man that coined the term and created the science sociology, which we need to understand and understand very well. But anyway, Auguste Comte visioned three stages of man. In the beginning, man is ruled over by his priests. He has a theological stage of man. And everything from blades of grass to heavenly bodies becomes his gods. And it just depends on the interpretation of the priest and the belief system that leads you into this theological lifestyle. Again, this is Auguste Comte. And then, transitioning from that, man moves into more of a metaphysical stage where you get involved with other things. You could call that the Neoplatonic stage or Neoplatonism. You could look at it from the standpoint that these are no longer gods, but there's a certain metaphysical outlook to life. You know, phenomenology and things like that creep in. And the third stage, the third and final stage in Auguste Comte's vision, is this idea of the positive stage of man, where we set aside all arguments, theological and metaphysical, and we move forward in Aldous Huxley, after having read and studied Comte, saw as the scientific socialism, this age of science. But with Auguste Comte, he styled it this way. He says, There are no abs. No, let's see. Everything is relative. There are no absolutes. No, that's not correct. No. Let me see. That is the only absolute. Everything is relative, and that is the only absolute. And from that, we've talked about Dadaism. We've talked about the theory of relativity and all of that that came in. And the idea of positivism, rejecting both theological and metaphysical arguments, is important to understand because Karl Mordecai Marx, the founder of Marxism, was very well aware of who Auguste Comte was and the other people that were in that St. Simonian circle, St. Henry St. Simon circle. They were aware of one another, and they were competing as, if you could say, newsletter writers, just as we have economic newsletter writers today, competing to say, well, who's going to be right about where we're going to go economically? So all of that. Let's go into this a little bit further. It says that in order to do justice again in answering this question, suppose we identify what I consider these 15 principal marks of Marxism. The first one is the messianic ideal. According to Karl Marx, the author writes here, mankind should look forward to the attainment of a messianic society in this world, which is the highest ideal towards which the human race can tend. The attainment of such a society presumes man's perfectibility and is based on the belief that the human desire for happiness will be fulfilled on earth in some future period of history. And again, now this invokes lots of stuff. I mean, we can go into this for as long as you want, Vicki, but this idea of the human desire for happiness, then now you're connected right back to the philosophical radicals, folks, where we start the broadcast off. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're in the right place at the right time, because as far as people on the radio are concerned, I've never heard anyone get into the pursuit of happiness. Everybody talks about life, liberty, and property, but there was much more going on with Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson. They knew very well who Francis Hutcheson was. They know very well who some of the other philosophical radicals were, and they understood this idea of the greatest good for the greatest number and the happiness principle. But anyway, there's that. Then it goes on and it talks about equality. Well, before we leave that, here again we see this man's perfectibility.
Since you have such a background in this stuff, I would like to hear your explanation of utopian messianism.
Messianic utopian viewpoint?
Yeah.
Well, you know, for him to talk about the Messiah and messianism, utopian messianism, you've got to understand that, first of all, that when I wrote back to you in this, when you sent me this email, when I'm looking at the Society of Jesus here, our Jesuit friend that's leading this conference, you're going to have to take this stuff very carefully. You're going to have to use a flea comb to go through it, because he's talking about an encyclical here, Atheistic Communism by Pope Pius XI, in which he identifies Marxism as a utopian messianism, which is just about 180 degrees out of who Karl Mordecai Marx was. Marx railed against the utopianists. He wasn't seeing a utopian system. He was, if anything, a pragmatist, not in that sense, because that hadn't come along yet. John Dewey was to follow. But he was certainly not a utopian, and he came out against those that would write on that, including Proudhon. So that's not the case. But if you want to look at utopian messianism, I think that the best place to do would be to pick up the thread that was laid out by Rabbi Antelman, that was picked up by Barry Kamish and brought forward. But that is the teachings of Shabtai Zvi and the beginning of the whole Shabtaian movement, which became labor Zionism. But they've actually believed at the time, under that, Shabtai Zvi, something you might say it, but that the great from the greatest evil can come the greatest good. So let's go ahead and wipe the people off the planet Earth, and it'll be a good thing. Well, there's much more to come, folks. Stay with us.
Well, that's the duality.
Exactly.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit tpr20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On tpr20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit tpr20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962. Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we've returned once again, and back to our discussion here between what is Marxism. Before we advance to the second point, I'll just simply reiterate here where the author writes that the best single source to understand Marxism is the Communist Manifesto, and certainly that's the case. This is where he lays out his teachings initially in an open format. I'm sure there was much occulted stuff laying in the background that only the insiders understood. But then it continues and it says the best single analysis of Marxism is the encyclical on atheistic communism by Pope Pius XI, in which he identifies Marxism as utopian messianism. But certainly if we can run our minds around this idea of the perfectibility of man and then think about the development of the cult of personalities, that would then lead of obviously the Messiah. Even Shabtai Zvi was considered by his followers as the Messiah of their time, the Jewish Messiah. And that gave great hope to many of the Jews others that followed that line of reasoning. Of course, he was put in jail in Turkey, but his follower, Jakob Frank, went on to the House of the Habsburgs and became a house pet and began to teach his Frankist studies to many. And we find others all across the United States, around the world, in leadership positions who themselves are Frankists, but they do believe in this idea that from the greatest evil can come the greatest good. So the greatest good of the greatest number can be a great evil in their minds, and so they could release all kinds of biologicals and get involved in all of this specious claptrap about man-made global warming and all of that, and it lines up with their planks. It's a perfect system, no doubt about it. But to think that we would use as a strongest, the single best source, writings by Pope Pius XI, atheistic communism, this out of the white pope, being talked about by a student of the black pope here. We've got a Jesuit that's writing about it, inside of the world's, probably the world's greatest geopolitical force, the Vatican. You know, it's enough to for me, Vicky, just to raise my hair straight up. So we won't dwell on that aspect too much. But what was the next point he brought up? Equality and fraternity. Well, when you talk about equality and fraternity, you know, liberty, equality, fraternity, now we're invoking the French Revolution. So all of this stuff has many, many roots. And so far, we haven't really covered anything new in these points. This idyllic society, equality and fraternity, this idyllic society will be distinguished by the practice of perfect equality and fraternity amongst its members. But of course, you know that in the Masonic order, for instance, no matter where a Mason goes, he's always welcome in the lodge. They've got their secret hand signals and things like that. I could reach over here beside me and get material down off my bookshelf and just basically lay out how you welcome a fellow Mason, no matter where you are. They're all equal and fraternal. And there's many, many, many fraternal organizations that work that way as well. Even the Knights of Columbus and things like that. So many other fraternal members. And then it says it will be the last stage in a series of five stages of human development. Does that sound familiar? All this is a continuation or expansion of Auguste Comte's writing, where he had three stages of human development. You can go back and read the writings of Carol Quigley in his History of Civilizations. Everybody knows about the Tragedy and Hope, but few have read History of Civilizations. But in that, even Carol Quigley, writing in Georgetown, was writing about the stages of human development, the stages that each of the various societies go through. You can pick up the writings of William Ernest Hocking, The Spirit of World Politics, where he reiterates, he preceded the writings of Carol Quigley, but he was teaching at Harvard back in the 30s and 40s, I believe it was. My memory serves me right. It's been years since I've read his book. But anyway, it's this idea of the various stages. And so the ignorant, the arrogant Western white man goes around the planet, and we're trying to force people who are in different stages of development to come and embrace the Wally and June Cleaver of 1952, the life in suburban America with the 57 Chevy in the driveway, and it's premature. It doesn't work. Their brains aren't ready for it yet. Their culture is not there yet. And as it concludes in Hawking's work, he says, get away from them. Stand back. Let them alone. Who says that we have developed the most perfect society? If you just get out of these people's lives and allow them to develop, they might either A, exterminate themselves, or B, they might develop something that's better than what we've got. So much is involved in all that. But equality and fraternity, all people are created equal. And as George Orwell said, all animals are created equal, but some animals are more equal than others. And when we discuss these various and sundry foundations and their grants and the power and their influence, as Rene Wurmser has outlined, what we see inside of all of this is that at this very juncture, at this very basic time that we find ourselves in, Vicky, we've got people all over the planet who actually believe that they are more superior or more equal than us.
Well, everybody that is trying to implement this system of communism believes that. Otherwise, they wouldn't try to impose their views of equality, egalitarianism, because communism is nothing if not intellectual fraud. at least as far as I can see. And Marxism is the ultimate evil behind the ideology of good. I mean, the duality of this whole thing is just making my head spin.
Well, certainly in this particular line of this fellow's writing, here we are in the second plank, if you will. He talks about it. He says this, and this is important, folks. It will be the last stage again in a series of five stages of human development reflecting the original state of man in a tribal and communitarian society. A tribal and communitarian society, namely slavery, feudalism, capitalism, socialism, and communism. Now, there's your five stages. But this idea of this final stage is looking back and reflecting the original state of man in a tribal and a communitarian society. Are we not being forced into a tribal and communitarian society today? What's up is down, what's down is up, what's white is black, and what's black is white. There is no intent on the part of the globalist to raise up the Bolivian peasant to the level of the Wally and June Cleaver America. There is no intent to do that for the Afrikaner. Not at all. It's the absolute opposite. It is to bring down all of Western Europe and all of civilized man down to the level of a tribal communitarian society in which we are the peon, they are the masters, and all we're basically doing is trading new lies for old. We're creating this this god class now amongst the penultimate of the bourgeoisie. These are the entrepreneurs and the enterprisers. And so it's this age-old conflict once again.
You know what? Several years ago, I had an interesting experience along with a couple of my other fellow researchers. This guy kind of appeared on the scene and started sending us emails. He wanted us to be members of his tribe.
Exactly.
I took a great deal of offense to that.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, the whole idea of it. And then Jimmy Carter, you know, a year or so ago, he comes out with, who's that guy? Desmond Tutu and, you know, a couple of other people. And they want to be the tribal elders for the global tribe.
Yeah, how's that working out for the people that they rule over?
I mean, it's so hosed up, you know. I mean,
it's inside out and it's upside down, and we need to understand that. So again, he concludes this particular point by saying that in the first three stages, that would be slavery, feudalism, and capitalism, man exploits one another. In the fourth, socialism, they are passing through an interval of adjustment. And in the fifth, communism, the classless society is achieved. Now, let's ask about that classless society that was achieved at the cost of hundreds, perhaps millions of people in Russia, the USSR, and China, the classless society. Well, of course, there are people who have no class, no status there now. but unfortunately, the people that are running the top of this game, like Roman Abramovich, I think his name is, these people are definitely at a far different elevated status in Russia than the kulak might be. So there's so much to look at in all of this. It's garbage. In my opinion.
Well, that's the fraud. There never was, never will be such a thing as a classless society, even amongst the small tribe.
That's right. But workers of the world unite. Sure sounds good. Folks, we'll be back for hour number two. Stay with us on Thanksgiving Day.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies
agency's violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, Thanksgiving Thursday, November the 26th, 2009, live two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Visiting as we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays is our special friend, researcher Vicki Davis. She's brought to my attention this conference headed up by a Jesuit, if you will. Certainly that. And talking about and expounding on Marxism, it's difficult to understand Vicki right off the bat reading it, whether he's actually promoting the Marxist ideology in the post-Vatican II world of Catholicism or whether he's coming out against it. But we'll have to continue this and find out here in point number three. He says, economic progress through Marxism. Confirmation of the myth of Marxism is the remarkable material progress already attained in places where its ideology has been put into practice. It is, therefore, no longer a merely speculative position, but an established fact that a Marxist philosophy succeeds where others had failed. Of course, you would have to go back and look at the amount of money that was stolen from the United States and the other developed countries around the world, the allies, if you will, to support the establishment of this Marxian utopia in Russia and China. But we can say that even though they say that their material progress had already been attained, in my readings just over the last weekend about the Gauss plan and a better understanding of how the nation or the country of Russia was taken down and how the billions and billions of dollars from the Romanov dynasty, this is some 600 years in existence, was pillaged by the, Jewish people that came in and assassinated that family and brought them low, if you will. This whole idea of the amazing success of their system needs to be brought out to light. Some of that was successful, but it would be successful only if you were an economist or a political scientist. But if you just happened to be one of the people that lived there and had to live through it, I think they would give you a different point of view, Vicki.
No doubt about it. I mean, the if you can have a command economy and all the people as virtual slaves, if you can capture the intellect and the industry of people and put it to use in your own ends, and you are not bothered by outside measurements of your success or failure, then sure. I mean, you know, you can trumpet your success. But in terms of a human system, it fails on every account, possible account.
The idea of the perfectibility of man, of course, we need to understand that there are some people on this planet who rightly or wrongly believe that they are God's chosen and that they are more perfect, the animals, than the other animals. As a matter of fact, they believe they are not animals. And that the rest of the people are animals as chattel or cattle in the field. Chattel as being nothing more than bedposts and chairs in an apartment house, and cattle being nothing more than beasts of burden. But definitely in this process, this economic progress through Marxism, the people inside of a planned economy, Vicki, have nothing really to say about how things are going to go down. When it talks about rationing and reorganizations and so on and so forth, the idea of having all of the peasants give up their land holdings, come together in these collectives and combines, throwing all of their work in like that, what we almost always found in the 60s were in any of the communes or collective groups that I've ever visited, when you get a collective going, you're on the timeline for destruction. We'll pick that up and much more on the other side, folks. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Thursday, November the 26th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local for our audiences that were away in the first segment. We are visiting once again with Vicki Davis. We're going into a little bit of an understanding of what is Marxism this morning, and we're reading out of a document that was written by a Jesuit in a conference that was to, the intent of the conference apparently was to teach what is Marxism, answering that question for the audience, the attendees of the conference. And we find in this third point, economic progress through Marxism, this discussion about the material progress already attained in places where its ideology has been put into practice. But understand as well, folks, that at the time that this Mensheviks and Bolsheviks came in and ransacked Russia and deposed the dynasty that had been there all of those centuries, that Russia was not some backward bunch of, you know, something. They were actually moving and grooving. They had discovered oil, and they were growing rapidly, and they were one of the most wealthy, if not the wealthiest country in existence at the time. And if you look at the vast scale of what has become under this USSR, the Soviet Socialist Republics, you look at the vast territory and think of the mineral wealth that exists there and the human capital, if you will, to use that disgusting phrase, that existed there. And understand also that they had a real problem with access to the sea. But in the rise of the communist state, they did not export capital, if my research is correct. They did not export capital. They were like a giant sucking sound, if you will. Capital was being poured into Russia at the time. They pillaged about, you know, I don't know the number of billions, but I think it was somewhere eight or better billions of dollars in those days, which was huge. They pillaged that, and where it went, who knows. But then they basically did not export capital. That means they weren't exporting tractors. They weren't exporting anything. Everything that they were doing, they were producing for use. They were doing all manner of social experiments inside of that country. That's the reason why we had to have the Iron Wall and the Cold War, because it was at a great cost of life and human suffering. But let's proceed through to number four, dialectical and historical materialism. According to all its philosophers, our author writes here, Marxism is founded on two kinds of materialism, the dialectical and historical. It is materialism, he claims, because it claims there exists only one reality, matter. It is dialectical because through the interaction of opposing material forces, all apparently higher forms of being evolve. First life, then sentient beings, and finally man. It is historical because now that man exists, human history follows the same evolution, evolving pattern towards higher perfection. But uniquely, through the interaction of the material or economic forces of society. So there's so much that we could talk about in that particular phrase, Vicki, that we could dedicate the balance of the broadcast to it. But certainly, this idea that there exists only one reality, matter, needs to be understood, again, in Comtean terms. If the only if everything is relative, and that is the only absolute, if there is no theological or metaphysical existence in the universe, if it is only the mind of man in five senses, in a five-sense body, he's locked inside of his five-sense body without any longer having any access to his spiritual, if we can say that, transmitter and receiver, then we start to develop this new system of political thought and control. If in our continuing existence, man begins to have an expanding relationship, as Martin Buber styled it, the educator of Amitai Etzioni, the father of communitarianism, but if Martin Buber's way that he styled it, the dichotomy between I-thou and I-it continues, In other words, instead of an I and the creator of the universe relationship where all of our natural rights, you Americans will know what it's like to have no rights pretty soon, but the natural law, if you void the natural law, and if nothing comes in the box when you're born, then everything then has to come from the state. And it's from the state that this classless society then arises, where everyone is dependent upon the state for everything. We have the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, as opposed to the natural law. Vicki, ideas?
No.
Okay, and we'll just jump right on in through this, because it says again it is materialism, because it claims that there exists only one reality, and it couldn't be more patently false on that point. But again, folks, remember, belief systems are powerful. It's dialectical because through the interaction of opposing material forces, all apparently higher forms of being evolve. This is based upon evolution. This is based upon Darwinian philosophies. And Darwinian philosophy of evolution is about as specious as it comes. What he really is talking about, from what I've read, and I've read his writings, is basically the ability to adapt within certain environments. You know, they talk about the moths that can change colors and things like that, you know, to be better protected, to survive inside of something. But that's not an evolution. It's still a moth. It hasn't changed, you know, into a new species. It hasn't come into being as something else, something new. It's just adaptation, and that's different from evolving. But yes, we have things that evolve, material things evolve. We started out with the telephone, and here this morning we're talking through the internet, voice over internet protocol on Skype, a vast evolution, if you will, in that technology. But it's still just this technology. It hasn't become something. Well, it has, but I'm still just the same as my ancestors were when so many years ago they wrote up the Mayflower Compact and stepped off onto the rock right here on these shores. We haven't changed.
So it's the perfecting of technology, not the perfecting of man.
Exactly. Absolutely, and which is what we talk about here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You know, what you've been going through, and one of the reasons why I find your branch of research so fascinating, Vicki, is because you have a handle on this evolving technocracy that is emerging as a new global order by the use of programming techniques, by the use of the computer, by the use of artificial intelligence, and by all of the various and sundry evolutions of the deployment of capital in the means of production and distribution. We have evolved from a commercial man, but we still are yet babes in the spiritual sense, in the natural sense.
Well, we will never reach the level of perfection that you can get out of a machine. And I don't care what machine, you know, name the machine.
I'd pay a bonus right now if I could get my computer perfected.
Well, from the point of view of these people who are designers, engineers, I don't know. I'm learning in this. I'm your student in this.
Well, just run through a few more of these points and see how far we can go with this today, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us. There's much more to come.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit tpr20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On tpr20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit tpr20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
Now they're bleaching breads to look like multigrain, so you have the brown.
Get your ugly white ass out of here. Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
Yeah, returning once again and discussing another one of the points in this list of points, this dialectical and historical materialism. Before we move on to the next point, Vicki, you had another idea on that?
Yeah, what I was trying to formulate, the thought I was trying to formulate, it would seem to me that their idea of perfection would be the blending of man-machine, the iRobot. Because the societies that they design, everything in their designs has to do with everything being perfected to a point of automation. And so ultimately it would seem that the automation of man himself would be the ultimate goal.
Absolutely. The idea of having all people having smooth crotches, in other words, there's no reason for procreation any longer, and the idea of having perfectly controllable minds has been in the mind of the masters, if you will, the priest class, as Lee Rogers calls them, and as August Comte called them, and as, you know, others have also. The idea of having free will, the idea of having individuals with free will and self-direction and self-determination indicates something higher than state. And in the rise of statism, that has to go. So obviously that aspect of us, it would be exceedingly desirable for those who want to consider themselves perfect leaders. They want to make sure that if there are any other people on the planet, that they definitely are easily controlled, and there couldn't be anything better than that, than this idea, this transhumanist idea. But at the same time, in their quest to perfect themselves, any tools, techniques, salves, creams, or, you know, pudding that they can eat that will make them more perfect, I'm sure they're willing to do that. But again, it comes back to this idea of the perfectibility of man. And certainly it would be difficult to say, let's see if we're getting any more of these. I was ringing in my ears again.
I can hear it.
The audience can hear it, too. Let's see what we got. Something. The guys might be working on this Skype or something in the background. Let's see if we can get that to shut up. Okay, there, it finally shut up. All right, so with all of that, let's go to the next point. I lost my train of thought. Accelerating progress through conflict. This is the title of point number five in this list. This is the idea of the permanent revolution. Terry Hayfield wrote on that, and others have as well as Marx and Engels. But the idea of permanent revolution and conflict, crisis conflict, always being necessary, you never let a good crisis go to waste. Continuing here, it says, consistence with its stress on dialectics. And dialectics really, you know, if just use it. Because there's far more to dialectics than, and there's far more to Hegel than this. But everybody knows this, so I'll just say it. From a dialectic standpoint, the idea of a thesis, you have an idea, you want to make it happen, and in order to get that to happen, you have to develop an argument. And so in order to get voluntary compliance and public buy-in, in order to develop affirmative action, you need to develop this argument carefully. So you create a thesis, man-made global climate, global warming, let's say. You develop an antithesis. That would be maybe, let's say, Lord Monckton coming out and saying, well, the science is junk. And it moves you into a synthesis, which would be a global new world order, a new form of governance from the top down, which would be coming out of Hopenhagen, while they Twitter up their sleeves about everybody being concerned about the climate and climate change, as we've shown in that H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act, as it was brought out of Congress, out of the House, into the Senate. There was certainly far more to it than the cap and trade. That was just a minor point. That was the window dressing. That was the news talking point. But the synthesis is far greater than that. So the idea that, consistent with its stress on dialectics, thesis, antithesis, and synthesis, Marxism holds that the progress of humanity towards its predicted goal, in other words, they know that the goal is already, is accelerated by human conflict. So the progress of humanity towards the synthesis is accelerated by human conflict. In other words, the conflict between the thesis and the antithesis. Hence, the role of revolution as a necessary means of fostering social development and the importance of sharpening the antagonisms which already exist or can be stimulated between various classes of society. Now understand in all of this, folks, as I've said many times, that whenever you cut a communist, a socialist bleeds. There were other groups, the Fabian socialists, who did not believe in the violent, rapid rate of overthrow, revolutionary socialism, which is known as communism. There were others who believed in the gradual system. And that's basically what we've come under here in the United States. They had the
until
September 11th, when all of the cards came off the table. Everybody started to reveal who they really were, and that in itself is a Fabian concept. Fabian socialism says that we're going to proceed just like the cunctator, the tortoise. We proceed gradually, gradualism, up until the point where we can see the finish line. And then when you see the finish line and it's in sight, within reach, then and only then does the tortoise convert. It transforms into the hare, and then it dashes across the finish line. So here we are with 2 weeks to Copenhagen. Is the tortoise now transforming from the tortoise into the hare? Is Copenhagen, December the 7th through the 18th, the final 2 days of that period, December the 16th, when Barry the Usurper is there with the other 76 leaders from around the world, is that the day that they have transformed across from being a tortoise into a hare, and they make their mad dash for a once global GIS, GPS, global governance system? It may be. Now, continuing then, it says, hence the role of revolution as a necessary means of fostering that development and the importance of sharpening the antagonisms which already exist or can be stimulated between various classes of society. How many times have we been stimulated into these antagonisms, even in the writings of Thomas Paine, where he says that governments are organized for war. Their whole program is war. They foster national prejudices and national hatreds. And when governments are exhausted of fighting their neighbors, then they turn and they fight. They make war. They bring war on the people. And so all of this has been coming on us and at us for hundreds of years. And for those that have done the homework, they understand it. For those that are just listening today, trying to get that turkey out of the oven, maybe some of this is new. Vicki?
And that's the part that the media plays, is to stimulate the differences between the classes to get them to fight. And I, the most obvious one to me is that they pit the middle class against the poor, when everybody should be looking up to the rich, because it's the rich people who are doing this to us. You know, it isn't, the poor people have no power whatsoever.
Well, but, there are at least three distinct layers, you know, in all of this, where the Marxist was out against the bourgeoisie. And this is basically labor versus the capitalist. We think about being in the middle class in America when you have a job that maybe yields you $50,000 a year, all right, or $60,000 or $90,000 these days. But that's not the middle class. The middle class are the entrepreneurs, the enterprisers, the artisans, the liberal arts people. They're the people who actually create jobs and make factories and employ people, and doctors and lawyers and Indian chiefs. This is the middle class that the Marxian workers are opposed to. These are the ones that they targeted as the great evil. But again, a belief system is so dangerous, because that is not the enemy. That is our friend. That's where the work comes from. Those are where the jobs are. So why would the workers rail against that? Anyway, we'll pick it up right there on the other side and be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we have returned once again and we're discussing this conflict, if you will, accelerating progress through conflict, but realize that as we came out of the medieval period and into the commercial revolution and that time period, the beginning of mercantilism and whatnot, we had the guilds and the crafts, all of these mysteries, you know, all the secret mysteries, all the people that have specialized skills and specialized knowledge that used to be considered slaves in the households of the codras and the archons, the archists, all of the kings and queens, if you will, had employed painters like Raphael and Michelangelo and Da Vinci and others, and sculptors plenty, and architects and masons and carpenters and blacksmiths, etc. All of them, those artisans, they didn't like the shake that they were getting, and they wanted a bigger piece of the pie. And so what they did was they developed a very interesting plan. And that interesting plan was basically the bringing low of the highest of the high through the creation of this new class, this middle class, the entrepreneurs, the enterprisers, if you will. And it was from that that we got the idea of parliamentarianism, which is a study in its own right, and the development of political parties, parties and factions and combines, and all of that started to come on. But of course, there's these. Then were these three classes. There was the very uppermost class. You could consider them the nobility. Some would say that they are the black nobility of Europe, perhaps even the Illuminati. You'd have the heads of the church, the popes, of course, the Pope of Rome, the Vatican, and then you would have the worker class, the serf on the field. And so the idea then was from the enterprisers, the entrepreneurs, was to use the mass of the masses as a battering ram against the princes and principalities. And they did that. They waged a very successful war. And today in the world, we have the highest of high that we see. Those are the entrepreneurs who have intergenerationally amassed great wealth unto themselves, and yet we still have another class of people on the planet. And they're not happy about losing their place in the sun. And so if you go up like on the Fortune magazine's website, Steve Forbes, you'll find lists of the billionaires. And the other day we reported, you know, Warren Buffett is, you know, the second richest man in America. The article didn't tell us who the first richest man is, so we could verify that. But they claim that he's the second richest man in America. But if you look at the list of billionaires, that's one list. But there's a list that they don't publish. And that list is the trillionaires, the quadrillionaires, and those who have riches untold. And those are the forces that are at play. We have the workers of the world unite. We have the enterprisers that make up the middle class, and then we have the richest of the rich, the archons, those who intergenerationally have been in positions of power all the way back prior to the writing of the Bible. So there's this multiple layers, you could think of it, that exists that very few people ever have the consciousness to perceive. But let's go on into this again. It talks about Marxist deviation. There's only one grave sin, quote-unquote, grave sin in Marxian morality. It is committed by those who deviate from the ideal of relentless revolution. Within the Marxist camp, left and right are measured by the degree of departure from or conformity to this need for violence as the precondition for an eventual warless society. And so we see in the teachings from the United Nations, peace, peace, and there will be no peace, the peacekeeping forces. There is this left-right, if you will, inside of the Marxian philosophy between those who believe that we have to have violent revolution. We've got to go into Afghanistan and Iraq no matter what. And those that would just as soon proceed without the war. And so you've got the Peaceniks on one side and you've got the Hawks on the other. They call them the Doves and the Hawks. Of course, you've got the Republicans and the Democrats. You've got the Social Democrats and the Democratic Socialists, the Christian Social Democrat, the Christian Democratic Socialist. You've got the Labor Party, the Tories, the Whigs. Always division, division within the House. This is the whole idea of this conflict. And it's been coming on us and at us for a long time. Marx picked up on it. He wrote on it and he built upon it.
Here's That's the ultimate contradiction, isn't it?
It is. It war absolutely
for,
is.
War for peace.
War for peace. Absolutely. You know, they come, you know, saying peace, peace, but there will be no peace, right out of the Bible. And think not that these people haven't taken the time, folks, to study the Bible. They understand because they've been controlling this religion. They've been using these books as teaching tools for 2,000 years. And so they play this like fiddles using these various theologies. And we need to be aware of that. The primacy of the group, this is point number 7, the individual in a Marxian society surrenders his personal rights in favor of the group. The greatest good of the greatest number. This goes right back again to prior to Marx. We have, you know, Jeremy Bentham, we have James Mill, Sir Francis Hutcheson, all of these philosophical radicals in England who, again, largely paid for the writing of the Communist Manifesto and the development of the first Socialist International. So the primacy of the group, once again, you know, today materializing all around us, communitarian law, the idea that the state owns everything. Even when next Wednesday when we discuss they own it all, including you with the authors, we're going to find that this idea that the state owns everything, we own nothing, has been coming on us and at us for a long time. This is the primacy of the group. Continuing, he says, he does this after long indoctrination on the conviction that part of the contribution toward the eventual rise of a classless commonwealth is the complete sacrifice of his own personality. In other words, individualism gives way to collectivism. And when individualism gives way to collectivism in all of the communes that I have visited and participated in the 14 years that I lived on a little farm that didn't belong to me, it belonged to someone else. I was just a caretaker. There was a certain limit upon which I would expend my finances and my energy. Beyond a certain point, for my own convenience and my own comfort, I would go no further. Why? Because there was no end for it for me. There was no return on my investment of time and capital. And that's the way it is in a socialist society. That has been proven out in Russia. They claim to pay us. We pretend to work. You know, that whole idea. So the idea of living in sustainable communities, the idea of coming together in these smart growth areas and new urbanism and all of that in a collective, who's going to pick up the paper? Who's going to pick up the trash? Who's going to paint the building? That's why they needed to impose upon us the International Property Maintenance Code, where we violate the idea that there should be no involuntary servitude, where everyone is expected and it will be enforced that you will work on your buildings and you, where you live, you will work on that with your own labor, your own tools, your own time and materials to satisfy the demands of the state, which are arbitrary, capricious in nature, and can be changed at any moment. When we go inside of this carbon trade thing, and when we are getting ourselves set up to the point where actually from what I've heard, and I haven't read it, I don't have the black and white in my own eyes, as Hal Anthony says on his broadcast, but if we get to the point here where we won't even be able to sell our property unless we have a license to do so, if we will not be able to sell our homes unless they are retrofitted to come up to the new green standards, well then, the cat's going to be out of the bag. People are going to start to understand that they don't own anything. And at that point, the police state will need to be thoroughly in place because revolution, again, this is a dialectic, revolution will surely occur. And in that way, we can greatly reduce the population of the planet. Vicki, ideas?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you have to become part of their machine, their design. You are just a tool of their machine. That's the only way I can vision this.
Well, the whole purpose of these broadcasts on Tuesdays and Thursdays is trying to bring out the IT, the intellectual technology. Is that right? IT? I don't even know what it means.
Information technology.
Thank you. The information technology. The whole purpose of bringing out all of this information technology, this whole idea of tracking and tracing, and is the idea that you find in Agenda 21, where we basically are moving into a time period where we will be able to assign a number to every resource on the planet, every grain of sand, every hair on your head, every cow in the field, every person in the city. Everyone will be able to be tracked and traced. Why? Well, because the economists need that. They have shown historically that the great falling down of a planned economy is that the statistical information is always lagging behind. Just the other day, Vicky, we talked about working from numbers 2 and 3 years old and trying to project a real-time economy. We report the job loss numbers and all of this stuff every day, but they don't have those numbers. They're just wigging it. They're pulling it from the air. So as we move further into this, they think that by having detailed knowledge in their computers about everything at all times, that they would be better managers, when in reality, if they would get the hell off our backs, we could take care of ourselves without them. We'll be right back, folks. It's Thanksgiving. Something to be thankful for. Information.
You heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle. Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
This is the greatest show on radio because Paya is on the show.
I know.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
And we've returned once again our final segment of today's two-hour Thanksgiving broadcast. Vicki, something popped into your mind, please. Share it with the audience.
Yeah, it's about the computer systems, and they are used to measure the progress and the success or failure of the decisions that they make. And that's what the National Performance Review was about. Absolutely everything. Everything, you know, all inventories in a database and track and trace, everything.
Well, it certainly supports this idea of the primacy of the group. This eventual rise of a classless commonwealth is the complete sacrifice of his own personality. This controversy, this conflict between individualism and collectivism. But as I mentioned earlier, Vicki, these people know what has been programmed into the mind of the masses. And if you go into the Bible, I don't remember the chapter and verse, book, chapter and verse, but when Christ is attributed the words of this idea of love the Lord your God, these are his commandments, the only two that he added, love the Lord your God with all your heart and all of your soul, and as it's translated, all your mind, really opens up a can of worms for those that are Bible students. Because if you love the Lord your God with all of your heart, and you give your heart over to God, your Lord, whether that be the local Soviet council, or whether that be your city council, or whether that be your county commission or your sheriff, if you love the Lord your God with all of your heart, you then give your heart over to the Lord, you then become heartless. If you love the Lord your God with all of your soul, you've given up your soul to God. If you love the Lord your God with all of your mind, you become mindless. And so what could be used here would be this idea of these heartless, soulless, mindless drones. Okay?
Whoa, what an idea.
And then, beyond that, the 12th commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself, and so you consider your neighbor to be nothing more than a heartless, soulless, mindless drone. Now, if you go into this from the standpoint of the atheistic point of view of Feuerbach and others, then you might be able to use an interpretation of Scripture that way. And if you load the spies and detest the idea of the individual as being a creation of God, the creator of the universe, then these are the kinds of tools that you can use against the people. And so then we can understand perhaps a little better of the antagonism, the perpetual revolution between individuals and collectives. He then goes on and talks about the equality among people. In man's relation with other individuals, Marxism holds that only absolute equality is legitimate. It rejects all civil and ecclesiastical authority as grounded on the will of God and denies any innate authority of parents over their children. What people call authority or subordination is derived from the community as its source and only foundation. And here you can see the strength of Amartya Etzioni's argument for communitarian law, where everything derives from the community. We have a community organizer usurping the presidency of the United States of America, going to be going as a representative of this country when Barry the usurper travels to Copenhagen. And so we need to understand that he has been indoctrinated in this Marxian communistic communitarian law and is willing to subject all people of the planet to the global community. We have to do it for the people. You know, it's doing it for the children. We're running out of time here, denial of all property rights. This is just a continuation. But as I've taught here on this broadcast before, out of the writings of Andrew J. Galambos, if we rightly understand that our chiefest, most property, you know, our articles of amendment, that we're to be secure in our persons and our places, our papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures to deny property. If we understand rightly that our property begins with us, you and me, everyone out there listening, you are your greatest property. Your body carries around your spirit and your mind within it. It's a vessel. It provides for it. It nurtures it. It harbors it. It's prepared to defend it to all ends. Without property, we are nothing. And yet, this is probably one of the most wicked planks of all of the Communist Manifesto, because when we deny property rights, we deny ourselves. We deny our own existence on this planet. And then the artificial institution of marriage and family, they're opposed to that as well. Why? Because when a man cleaves unto a woman and they bring forth children, they are actually continuing their culture, their tongue, their tribe, their creed. They're actually continuing life on earth. They don't have any, a man and a woman together, when they come together, have no need of state. They can recreate, they can start a town of their own. They can start their own country if they want to. These are all things that our Creator endowed us with at birth, at creation. And so that's in there. That's the destruction of the family. The emancipation of women. We don't have to go very far. You just go back in and take a look at Lord and Lady Amberley and the whole suffragettes, that whole movement. This emancipation of women, the bra burning. I grew up through that time period. Very clever. Very, very clever. The free speech movement. You take a look at the at those people that sit on the boards of director of the World Wildlife Fund. This is more than just men, women, boy, girl, going on to Noah's Ark. This is a contrived plan. And so what we've seen then in the last 50 years is the emasculation of man throughout all of the writings of the United Nations. What you see are women, children, and indigenous people. And you'd have to give, you know, you'd have to buy a vowel to get man included in that. Why? Well, because man is being shoved to the side. Why? Well, because the Saint Simonians, in their positive stage of the human development, envisioned this interesting system where the captains of finance and industry, and now we're talking about those entrepreneurs again, the middle class, the captains of finance and industry will rule the world through their appointed dictator. The dictator will be supported in all the things that he does by a cadre of super social scientists. These are all these information technology specialists and all the microbiologists, etc. A cadre of super social scientists. And they will worship woman as God, whether that be Isis or Mary or whatever. And their temple will be the bank. And so it kind of wraps it up and sums it well for me. I can see in positivism exactly where we are today. Vicki?
Oh, I agree. Go ahead. Run naked to the finish line. We're running out of time.
We are running out of time. So the economics is the basis of society. Again, you go back and look at the economic interpretation of history, the focus on the money. Always on the money, the love of money being the root of all evil. They know this Bible, and they know it inside, and they know it outside, and they use it against the people. But they talk about in the Marxian scheme of society, economics is the fundamental law of human existence. It's not freedom, or human rights, or a divinely established moral order, or the pursuit of happiness, or the service of God, but uniquely, the advancement of the economic system. Greater production of material goods, more efficiency in a more collectivized manner. This is the bedrock of a society's well-being. And if you wanted to reduce down, as I have, the whole idea of sustainable development, that word is demand. And demand is as much a part of economic study as any other word could be. So demand is what's really going on. They have to create the demand. They'll have to create the demand for this four-star energy products. They'll have to create the demand for energy efficiency. They have to create the demand for solar power and all of the rest of the claptrap that runs with it. But it's all a system of control. They control you through money that no man might buy or sell lest he wear the mark of the beast, so on and so forth. They control you that way. So the collectivity controls the individual. Again, it's always the collective. This is the idea of social democracy. This is the new democracy that was brought in and was taught at all levels of education, beginning at the turn of the century. And so that whole process comes in. And what's really important here is number 15, the disappearance of the state. This is where Feuerbach and Hegel disagreed. This is where the state being the penultimate in the eyes of the statists and the rise of statism. Well, in this last stage, the state is going to disappear because it's going to be trumped again by these perfect men, these little G God men. And that's what we're dealing with, folks. That's what we're dealing with in the United States. That's what we're dealing with around the world globally, which is why I stand resolute in my opposition to globalism. I say that we become vocal local, Vicki, right where we are, and block this with all of our fiber, all of our moral being, all of our strength, because if we fail in this, this technocratic system will be impossible to break free from. As it is given more and more power, it will reduce us to just digits and numbers, just like dollars and trillions and billions served. And there will be a ruling class that runs the computers, the Wizard of Oz that stands behind the screen, and they're going to laugh and laugh and laugh for eternity as we become their servants and their slaves. We're going back to Greece. We're going back to Rome. We're going back to another time period, one that we have come a long ways from. But today, remember, people, the American Revolution is still going on. And that revolution is for greater and greater freedom and less tyranny and despotic control. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast. Enjoy your meal. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, thank you, Vicki. Thank you, audience, and good day.
Thank you, Will.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit tpr20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On tpr20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit tpr20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.